B-Pod Studios.
Joining me right now, the president of your Philadelphia 76ers, Chris Hack. What's up, man? What's going on, brother?
Anthony, thanks for having me.
10-9-8, baby. You know, that's a new greeting.
It's time. It's time. It's time for the Sixers to be back in action. So it's a good day.
You know, we have Go Birds is like hello and goodbye.
Yeah, right.
And so
right.
We have three of them for the Sixers. We have Trust the Process, you know, or TTP.
Yeah.
10-9-8 or Clap Your Hands.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
They all mean, it's like chow in Italian. I mean,
that's
hello.
Good.
Bye.
Okay.
What's up, brother?
I get it. I get it. The season is upon us. We are in training camp, and there's a different vibe this year. And I'm not just saying that. There really is. It's a special time, and this team. I think we got a real shot this year.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's real. Did you, by any chance, happen to hear about or what Tobias said on the show? I know you saw him at the podium. He was amazing. The leadership, the stuff that he talked about, fostering family. I got chills from listening to Tobias.
Yeah, no, I think that, Tobias, for the first time in his career, I mean, here's this guy that keeps getting better and better and better every year, but he also keeps getting traded, right? So he has the comfort and the stability of knowing he's going to be at one place for a long time as a marquee player and get paid appropriately. So this is allowing him to be settled down. He's settling down. This is his home. He knows he's not going anywhere. He knows this is his team. And you have that same feeling with Joel and Ben, who are younger, but these guys have been around a little bit now. Yeah. And then add the other pieces, which cannot be spoken about enough, about how important those other pieces are.
I know. I mean, and they're deep. I keep talking about Elton and the job that he's done, and I love the way they want to win. And talk to those guys, a bunch of them, Monday, and you work with them daily. They have the right attitude, the right feel. There's a love for one another that I think is important.
Yeah, it's coming together for sure. I mean, there's some new faces here, but you see it already in practice of how they're celebrating each other and just excited for one another. They know they're here. These guys that are new, they're here because they think they can win a championship.
Yeah.
And they're business. They're all business. It doesn't mean they're not having some fun. But, man, is it a different vibe this year of professionalism and a bit of seriousness when appropriate.
Yeah, they're amazing. I speaking of business, we're talking to Chris Hack, who is the president of the Sixers. What's been the net effect for you guys? You guys are doing some amazing things. I mean, look, I do my show once a week at Parks, and now you guys did a big deal with Parks, which is really cool because it's all in the family. And you got a scrimmage in Delaware that is already sold out. I mean, tell me about, give me some nuggets about what's going on.
This team, it's funny. I was trying to think of if we had an open scrimmage outdoor in a football stadium. And of course we do that once a year of having an open scrimmage. And could we, how many people would show up? And I bet you we would have 40 or 50,000 people. We gave away our tickets in Delaware, literally in 3 minutes. We sold out for two straight years. We'll be sold out again this year. Our 100th straight sellout will come in November against the Miami Heat and one of our former players. So that should be pretty fun.
One of our former players.
And that's just local, Anthony. I think that when you see that we're on television nationally and internationally as many times as the Lakers or Golden State, that's where you know where you stand. When you see that two of your players are top 10 jersey sales in the entire globe, then that's where you know where you stand. And then China. I mean, think about China and a billion people there, and soccer being the number two sport, right? Well behind basketball, and that we're a top five team in China. So this brand is
wow.
The journey has been in this process that we've encountered in the last 6 years has taken us of how do we get relevant again in Philadelphia to how do we make ourselves respectable in the North America, and now how can we actually be one of the great global brands of sports? That's where we are right now. We're knocking on that door.
It's unbelievable to where I remember going to PCOM, and you got to get out of the way, college kids, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's going down there.
Yeah, the intramural department had their number on us. You know, we had to wait for the intramurals to be over.
It's so amazing. And now you're the talk of the globe, China, Australia, you already have with Ben and.
Yeah.
You know, so, and some huge companies in Australia and Africa with Joel. I mean, you know, it's amazing that you go from continent to continent now.
Yeah, you know, we just put up a statue of Charles Barkley at the training complex, and Charles spent a whole day and night with us, and we just had a wonderful reunion. And he's the best. And, as you know, and I think he's a little bit in shock still of like, man, I didn't play that long ago where we were playing in a high school gym and we didn't have enough lockers for players. And, you know, we were hoping to get gym time over at St. Joe's and this, like, what was going on then? And quite frankly, if you think about it, the business then was worth, I don't know, $100 million.
Yeah.
And now it's worth well over $2 billion. So that puts it in perspective of like what it used to be back in the 80s or even 90s and even early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was a very nice team, and now these sports franchises that are excelling are doing it on a global stage, which just makes the value and the interest and the exposure that much greater.
You know what's crazy too is that I remember when Josh and David buy the team, and they're like, "Oh, you're buying the team, but you don't have the building." And you know, is that a wise is that wise to buy, you know, this team? What kind of value do you get? And
no, I think
where it is now. God bless.
On paper, it did not look like such a great deal.
Right.
So, but you know, you get lucky. The world changes, and. Sometimes, but I also think, you know, the one thing that I think we're most proud of here, and this goes from what we have with Elton Brand right now and Brett Brown, but all the staff here are really good people that are doing great things and for the right reasons and represent Philadelphia so well.
Oh my God, bright people, and you got great people there. You really do. Listen.
Yeah, it makes work fun.
They are wonderful, and the town loves it. I mean, it's you know, Together We Build was the first slogan. built, and Together We Stand now, and we celebrate.
My son still has it in his. My youngest son, Gavin, has it in his bedroom. The Together We Build, and I'm like, don't take that thing down because you better not forget where we came from.
That's right, man.
And it was a blueprint. It was a blueprint of building something with this city, with this fan base. And as corny as it may sound sometimes, it actually was a transparent dialogue that this is going to take some time. And we didn't know that the first part of the Together We Build It, we were going to tear down first, actually, was the precursor there. but we tore it down.
Together we
built
did.
It up,
you know,
and now we're knocking on the door of being a championship contender. Like, I think that is our aspiration. Our aspiration is to be a championship team. Yeah. And we're not shying away from it.
Nor should you. And real quick, last thing, because you know, together we celebrate hopefully in June, because I think that's the case.
Yeah.
But what's so interesting is that, you know, you didn't follow the blueprint of the Warriors. This team is completely unique in its uniqueness. Where
yeah.
It's length, you know, smallest guy in the starting lineup being 6'6", and Josh. And I look at this team, and it's fun, and it's different. And you own Monstars. I mean, that's what this is about.
Yeah. It's also a great balance of experience. It's a great balance of personalities and dynamic. Yeah. And, you know, we have a great balance with Elton and Brett. So it is about not just being just putting out five giants out there, although it helps. But it is about the skill set and who does what and when. And you said it earlier with the depth. I mean, we have James Ennis, we have Mike Scott coming off the bench. We have our young guys, with Shake Milton and Thibault. It's like we're really this team has some real depth that we didn't have before.
Ah, totally. It's going to be a fun ride, brother. It's going to be
fun. Yeah, buckle up, Anthony.
That's it, baby. That's it, Chris. I love you. It'll be many more times we do this, so keep us all posted, because, you know, we love you here at 97.5.
Yeah, no, you're the best. You guys are great partners, and we're so excited to have another season with 97.5.
Let's go, brother. Let's go. Tunis, hit the song for Chris. Hit the song. Trust the process, my friend.
PPP.
There it is. Chris Hack, president of the Sixers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.